It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, December 16th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the final Friday 5 for 2022. A program note, as Christmas is almost upon us, we'll be taking the next 2 weeks off for the holidays, barring any major stories that require an update, and we pray that there's nothing that does require such an update. But if that doesn't occur, then we will be back on Tuesday, January 3rd of 2023. Topic number 5 this week, Russia and Ukraine, sadly. We learned this week that the United States is planning another $38 billion in aid for Ukraine, pushing the total aid to Ukraine well over $100 billion since the end of February. Amongst that aid, the Patriot anti-aircraft and anti-missile missile system, the surface-to-air missile system, the top-of-the-line air defense for the United States, or anti-aircraft defense for the United States. The Biden administration also mulling stepping up American troop presence inside Ukraine, part of a program to attempt to track where the weapons are being distributed inside Ukraine. As we've seen reports coming out of Europe that some of the weapons intended for the Ukrainian military are ending up in the hands of armed criminal gangs elsewhere in Europe. However, a former U.S. official told NBC News this week that deploying more troops to Ukraine is classic mission creep, following the examples of the endless war on terror and conflicts turned quagmires such as Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria. Now, Russia's embassy in Washington, D.C. responded Wednesday to the news that the Patriot missile batteries would be sent to Ukraine, saying that this is a yet another provocative step that might lead to unpredictable consequences. The Kremlin adding that Patriot missile batteries would be legitimate targets for Russian strikes inside Ukraine, putting American soldiers potentially in harm's way. Putin already considers the United States a direct combatant in Ukraine, and one wonders how long the Kremlin will tolerate Russian soldiers being killed by American-made and distributed weapons. Meanwhile, video of an ICBM intercontinental ballistic missile on a silo launcher been released by Russia's Ministry of Defense. The Yars missile reportedly has a capacity 12 times greater than the nuclear weapon that destroyed Hiroshima in 1945. More significantly, this missile can be prepared to launch within 7 minutes of receiving the order from the Kremlin. Now, here's a question that I've not seen anybody in the corporate media here in the United States ask. When exactly did Congress vote to go to war with Russia? Because that's essentially what's going on here. Again, more than $100 billion committed to this, much of it in the form of direct and indirect military assistance, including American soldiers on the ground in advisory capacity. But remember, it was American soldiers in advisory capacities that got us into the war in Vietnam. John Quincy Adams, our sixth president, wrote something very wise 200 years ago, that it was enough for America to be an example to the world with no need to venture abroad, quote, in search of monsters to destroy, end quote, lest America involve herself beyond the power of extrication in all the wars of interest and intrigue, of individual avarice, envy, and ambition, which assume the colors and usurp the standard of freedom. The danger that Adams warned us about was that, quote, the fundamental maxims of American policy would insensibly change from liberty to force. She might become the dictatress of the world. She would no longer be the ruler of her own spirit. America's glory is not dominion, but liberty, end quote. John Quincy Adams, our sixth president. Not a prophet necessarily, but he wasn't wrong. Topic number 4, sabotaging the grid. We learned this week that federal law enforcement authorities are investigating a number of cases of apparent sabotage against the power grid here in the United States. This follows the attacks in North Carolina, where several power substations were shot up, leaving tens of thousands of people without power for days on end. This is not the first or the only case of sabotage against the power grid in recent years. In fact, something strange appears to be happening across the country that is not really being focused on by the corporate media. In fact, a report shows that outside of weather, suspected and confirmed physical attacks on electric grid infrastructure are the number one cause of power outages over the last 9 years here in the United States. Nearly 600 emergency incidents and disturbances caused by suspected and confirmed physical attacks and vandalism over the last 9 years. Just be prepared. Topic number three, crypto crash this week. The former CEO of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, was taken into custody. A bit surprisingly, this took place Monday night after the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York sent a sealed indictment to the government of the Bahamas. The timing of this, just a little curious, as law professor Jonathan Turley pointed out in a blog post on Tuesday, quote, "This is the first time I can recall where prosecutors moved aggressively to stop a defendant from making self-incriminating statements. His testimony before the House Financial Services Committee on Tuesday, which was canceled after his arrest, would have been entirely admissible and likely devastating at trial," end quote. So one wonders, was he arrested to keep him from saying something that somebody in power in Washington didn't want said in an open committee hearing? Meanwhile, Reuters reports that splits between the U.S. Department of Justice prosecutors are delaying the conclusion of a long-running criminal investigation into FTX's main competitor, and now the leading cryptocurrency exchange in the world, Binance, currently controls about 70% of the cryptocurrency exchange market. This investigation began about 4 years ago, focused on Binance's compliance with U.S. Anti-money laundering laws and sanctions. There are at least half a dozen federal prosecutors on this case, and some of them believe the evidence already gathered justifies filing charges against the exchange and its founder, Chengpeng Zhao, who, like Sam Bankman-Fried, is known by his initials, CZ. Not cubic zirconius, Chengpeng Zhao. Anyway, others among this team of prosecutors have argued that they need more time to review the evidence. But as expected, and as I said earlier this week, lawmakers are already calling for more government oversight of cryptocurrency. They're arguing that digital currency is a great idea, but all this financial privacy afforded by cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, which operates outside the control of federal regulators, of central banks, of, well, banks, period, that's a bad thing because it can be used by terrorists and money laundering organizations and et cetera, et cetera. And so we need the cryptocurrencies to be controlled by central banks. We are moving slowly, inevitably toward a digital currency under the control of government, without which one may not buy or sell. A mark, if you will. Topic number two, the baptismal site of Jesus. Interesting story that relates to archaeology, which is one of my favorite subjects. The country of Jordan has unveiled new plans to draw up to 1 million Christian tourists to its country. The site believed to be the place where Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, or baptizer if you prefer. The Jordanian government developing a site they designate Bethany beyond the Jordan as a site for Christians to visit and worship as we approach the 2000th anniversary of this date. This would be somewhere around the year 2028, 2,000 years since the baptism of Jesus. This site is about 31 miles west of Amman, the capital of Jordan, not too far from Jericho on the Israeli side. United Nations UNESCO has designated it a World Heritage Site. Bethany across the Jordan meaning east of the Jordan River. The six-year building plan will cost $300 million, and they're going to build a new tourist city as part of this. I don't begrudge the government of Jordan from spending the money and trying to draw tourists to their nation. We've been to Jordan twice, Sharon and I, going back with another tour, leading another tour, in fact, for Skywatch TV in March 19th through 30th. But when you look at the Gospel of John, John 1 verse 28 is where Bethany across the Jordan is mentioned. He writes in the following verse 29, the next day, he sees Jesus. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And the day after that, two of John's disciples begin to follow Jesus. Now, one of those disciples was Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, both of whom were from the city of Bethsaida, north of the Sea of Galilee. That's almost 90 miles away. Andrew and Peter, according to the other Gospels, were partners with James and John, the sons of Zebedee, in a profitable fishing business on the Sea of Galilee. It is unlikely that Andrew would have been a disciple of John and still an active member of a fishing business 90 miles. That's about a five-day walk. No. The actual baptismal site, based on my research, was north of the Sea of Galilee. Bethany is a transliteration of the Greek word Bethania, the ancient name Batania, or Bashan, across the Jordan north of the Sea of Galilee. Anyway, we wish the government of Jordan well. The people there treated us very well, and much of the history of the Bible occurred east of the Jordan River. But the UNESCO site is not where Jesus was baptized. Coming up, the FBI set up a database of people responsible for cybersecurity, critical infrastructure. You'll never guess what happened next. Or you probably will. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Howell, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Allie Anderson team up to bring you their magnum opus. Introducing the brand new 3-volume anthology from Defender Publishing, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. This new collection is being described by those closest to Dr. Thomas Horn as the most important body of legacy work he's ever written. And it's being offered right now in Skywatch TV's largest giveaway of the year. Skywatch TV is proud to announce The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Volume 1 of The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation begins in the Old Testament and reveals multiple ways that Jesus made personal appearances on earth called Christophanies prior to his birth through the Virgin Mary, the many links between Mount Sinai, the Day of Pentecost, and the Ascension from astounding but largely hidden revelations in the original Hebrew and Greek, how the words of the prophets regarding the someday Messiah preceded a 400-year season of silence and anticipation that led to disastrously incorrect interpretations of who he would be when he arrived, and so much more. Volume 2 begins in the New Testament and demonstrates what social and political events transpired during the intertestamental period that led to a movement of numerous false messiahs whose military pursuits splintered the Jews into various disjointed sects, each with their own misguided, documented messianic expectations. How extra-biblical and apocryphal books written around the time of Jesus give fresh insight on New Testament characters, their true identity and reputation, and how that affects proper biblical interpretation, the real and largely misunderstood purpose of Christ's ministry years on earth, and why there is an apparent deficit of miraculous manifestations in our day, and we're barely scratching the surface. Then Volume 3 moves directly to the apocalypse, where you'll learn clear-cut, comprehensible explanations behind even the most enigmatic and hard-to-understand symbols in Revelation that anyone can read and understand. How Jesus, present and active in all 66 books of the Bible, makes his grand and final entrance in shining glory to welcome into the New Jerusalem all who receive the free gift of salvation. And we're just getting started. Presented in 3 brand new volumes, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation is organized in a way that is guaranteed to fascinate and boggle the minds of everyone, from seasoned scholars to new believers. This is the life of Christ illuminated like you've never experienced before. When you order this incredible collection, you'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on data disc. Now, for the first time, this must-have assortment features 120 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history, including the never-before digitally released version of the Defender Family Bible, featuring Old and New Testament with expanded Apocrypha. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go. Valued at over $2,000 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive bonus merchandise. As included in the Mystery of Jesus grand giveaway are any number of brand new super quality overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $2,000. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number 1 today, just more proof that anything on the internet can and eventually will be hacked. A program run by the FBI called InfraGuard, set up to build cyber and physical threat security, sharing information with the private sector, saw its database of contact information on more than 80,000 members go up for sale on an English language cybercrime forum. And the hackers responsible reportedly contacting members of the database directly using an assumed identity that was supposed to have been vetted by the FBI itself. In other words, you're not supposed to be able to join InfraGuard unless the FBI checks you out, which they reportedly did. And these hackers got access to it, downloaded the information, and now put it up for sale. A new cybercrime forum called Breached featured a new sales thread user database for InfraGuard, names and contact information for 80,000 members of this information sharing portal set up by the FBI. Again, this is supposed to be a vetted who's who of key people in private sector roles involving both cyber and physical security, moderated and vetted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. In response to the story, the FBI says it's aware of a potential false account associated with the InfraGuard portal, and it is actively looking into the matter. Or it will, as soon as it's done chasing down all those parents who were protesting at school board meetings over mask mandates and critical race theory. Exposing the darkness, Skywatch TV's fall virtual conference, the holidays coming up. If you've got some time away from work, this would be a good time to spend some of that time educating yourself. The prophet Hosea wrote almost 2,700 years ago, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." That's why we do what we do at Skywatch TV. Take advantage of the time. You get 90 days access from the day you sign up. If you haven't already, you get 90 days from the day you sign up to watch two dozen cutting-edge presentations from the likes of Tom Horn, Pastor Carl Gallups, Joel Richardson, Dr. Ken Johnson, Dr. Judd Burton, and many others. A complete list of speakers is posted at defenderconference.com. And as a free bonus, you get access to all six feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films. Take advantage of this. This is cutting-edge information, some great stuff. And the documentary, the most recent included in this is Ragnarok, the documentary based on Tom Horn's best-selling book, The Wormwood Prophecy. So don't miss it. Skywatch TV's fall virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness. Sign up now. Get instant access in full HD at defenderconference.com. Defenderconference.com. You really only make sense of the world around us if you view it through a biblical lens. And it helps to understand the Bible if you've got an understanding of the worldview of the prophets and the apostles. For example, if they had looked at the stage setting for former President Obama's inauguration party back in 2012, they would have recognized right away the great altar of Zeus from the city of Pergamon, which Jesus identified as Satan's seat, where Satan dwells. There's a connection there. And by the way, that altar is now in Berlin, brought there just before Adolf Hitler came to power in 1933. Coincidence? That's one of the topics being discussed during the six-week series now devoted to the new three-volume set by Tom Horn, Allie Anderson, and Donna Howell, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. It's a jaw-dropping episode. If you watch over the air, you can find the broadcast schedule at our website, skywatchtv.com/channels. Of course, you can watch the program right now at the website, or you can watch it on your big screen by adding the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV. It is free. We've got instructions on how to do that at the website, as well as links to the app stores for our free mobile app. And of course, you don't have to watch it on your small screen, your phone or tablet. You can use Apple's AirPlay, Google's Chromecast to send the video to the big screen. The app is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets absolutely free. And we've got links to the app stores to make it convenient for you to download it for or to your device. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. And again, we'll be on hiatus the next 2 weeks, taking our Christmas holiday, returning January 3rd, barring some major story over the next 2 weeks. And we pray that we all have a blessed and peaceful Christmas holiday. And thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 for Skywatch TV.